Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to drill down into the news, but here is a CBS News. After Obama win, U.S. backs new U.N. arms treaty, which calls for banning citizens' arms and says foreign governments will agree to aid other governments in the confiscation of them. We did whole reports on this months ago. Tonight on the Nightly News, I know the great Mike Adams is coming in to be in the last 30 minutes of this radio show, but he's going to be hosting the news tonight. I think I'm going to do, we've been going live lately. It's been really powerful. We're going to have some parts of the show that are taped, some other parts that are live. I need to tape another report after the show just on the gun issue as well. Now that I think about it, I need to pull all that and pull the articles and pull the actual area of the treaty. Just because even though I've documented it dozens of times, we're going to do it again. We're going to give you the subsections. Like I say, there's inmate, civilian inmate labor camp programs, mass concentration camp, re-education camps ready. Using the term re-education camp. And yesterday I had them pull up just because I mentioned it for the probably 100th time. The actual Army manual from 2010, now public. In fact, just as I mentioned it, you guys typed it in again. It's I always forget the exact code on that that latest re-education camp. And it's not like we're calling a camp for citizens a re-education camp. They call it a re-education camp and how they're going to process your social security numbers, how they're going to take your kids away from you. And, of course, and then the fun starts happening. Because the regular troops just get you in there and then they hand you over to specialists with special training professionals. FM3-39.40. And if you scroll down to that article, it just has all the screenshots of the PDF on the Army's own site showing you where they indeed say it's for U.S. citizens. First, there was all that denial. Hey, there's a lot of criminals and a lot of sadists who really want to, you know, have their dreams realized, and they need a tyranny to get enough kids and women and people to, you know, be able to do that. And so, you know, it's I mean, come on, the tyrants need a little time for themselves, don't they? I mean, doesn't everybody get a fair shake in a world of evil? I mean, come on. It's going to be beautiful, according to them. You just don't seem to see how pretty it is. You don't seem to, you know, go to their drumbeat. So you're going to have to die. People are like, man, this is crazy. Yeah, history's crazy. Reality is, the name of a female dog. And I'm here to tell you that if you don't have a mass awakening, because the good people always end up having the mass awakening and kicking the butts of the evil. Even we got to use sticks and stones when it gets bad enough. We'll fight, we'll win, even with all the high tech we're going to face. But man, I don't want to get that bad before we wake up, okay? Because it's going to get real bad real quick. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in the high-tech New World Order prison, and time keeps dragging on. What are we going to do? When I come back, I'm going to give out the number for Obama supporters. So if you're an Obama supporter, we're only opening the phones up for you. We had one call in yesterday with so much satisfaction in their voice that it was stunning to hear. And he was just like, you don't understand. The age of you white people, the white male, is over. It's over. And that's always the language of being conquered. But see, that's an old primitive thing the globalists are using just to get folks stirred up. You know, the Romans come into the German area. That was just white against white. We're killing them, man. We're taking your women. That's how that works. But it's done in a politically correct way. And I'm like, I just don't want to get our coal power plants turned off and there's poison in the vaccines. I want to save everybody. I believe in humanity. And they're like, sure you do. We're going to get your guns. And we're going to give your kids forced inoculations. We're going to run your life. So, see, it's racist that I don't want to turn my guns in. I'm a bitter clinger. Bible and guns. So, I mean, I want to hear more of this. I it's so good to hear. Plus, the fact that these people are victims of the system as well makes it even more pathetic. But we'll get into the economy right after I give the number out, then go to your calls. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Covering reality no matter where it takes us. I'm here. Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, blasting out on XM 166, and, of course, simulcasting on wonderful AM and FM affiliates across the United States, and streaming audio and video at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, I want to give the number out at the start of this hour before I jump to some of this news for Obama supporters, because they don't seem to get that if you didn't like Obama, you must agree with all the Republicans. No, Obama's a big liar. He's a globalist, and he plans to shut down our economy to bankrupt us under government control. Just like they said, hey, the storm's great. It makes you dependent. Now Michael Moore has agreed with what Chris Matthews said, thanking God for the storm. They want to control and run your life. Sharecroppers, the guy that owns the sharecropping field, never wants the sharecroppers to get enough money to be able to get off the plantation. And you got to buy everything from the company store. When blacks went out of slavery at the end of 1867 or so, they just became sharecroppers. Well, they were now just like all the white slaves, and there were many history books written about how it was even worse, because now they could even drop it down more than people that were complete slaves, because now you can compete and compete and compete and make them sign a contract to live as sharecroppers to work for starvation wages. Because, again, you had to buy everything from the company store. You know, the old black blues hymnal. We ought to pull up the lyrics or find an old, 80-year-old recording of "I owe my soul to the company store." That's, in a nutshell, what globalism, what crony capitalism, what monopoly, New World Order-ism is. And they're here, and they're imploding the world economy right now by design so they can play the part of the saviors and get us all back on the plantation. Okay? That's what the Romans developed over 2,000 years ago. That's what we're now going under right now. Scientific version of it, though. And they're bombarding with the most degenerate, anti-family, anti-liberty messages, anti-founding fathers, anti-gun, pro-pedophilia, all over these shows on HBO and you name it with little girls. I'm going to do a report on it probably tomorrow. I wasn't even aware it was this bad. They were showing me where they've got little kids, you know, just doing stuff I can't even say on air. On mainstream television, some of the most popular shows in the country, a lot of you know what I'm talking about. You're like, why is this happening? To totally just overthrow everything where no one even knows what's going on anymore, where they can get away with murder. I want to hear from Obama supporters how this is a great thing. Not how, well, he's better than Romney. I want to hear from you. And listen, you're strutting your stuff right now. I mean, I had a guy calling yesterday and it was just total satisfaction and tell me that, you know, the age of the white man was over and I was a white guy. And the age of the white man, how about the age of reason? Where you don't like government-run health care, you're a racist. They just throw it out there. It's so mindless. I want to hear from the Obama supporters. Tell me how great it's going to be like Chicago and New York when they ban our guns. That's now being announced. Tell me how great it is to have 1,000-plus power plants shut down. Do you know what that's going to do? Tell me carbon dioxide that plants breathe is bad. That's all these power plants put off is water vapor and that. Tell me how the environmental movement isn't a eugenics movement meant to create a managed economy by the elites. Tell me again why General Electric and others pay zero taxes, but they're about to bring the general tax up to over 40% for somebody that actually works. Just the income tax, not all the dozens of others. Tell me again about how things work. Tell me again about how your electric car is good, but a gas car is bad when the electric car is coming from a coal power plant, the power. Tell me why I'm bad because I spend 18 hours a day studying and researching and you just sit there and feel like you're a winner and go, oh, too bad your guy Romney didn't win. Folks, people in the endorsement of Obama says, you didn't build that. We want to turn our guns in. We want open borders. We want global government. We want to shut down our industry. We want to be dependent. It's not that Romney was ever going to win. It's clear now. Total election fraud everywhere. And we don't even know what it is because of these machines. Might have been Romney, might have been Obama. They just have it out there in our face. Bev Harris yesterday, where they're announcing all over the country, states for Obama, states for Romney, when none of the votes of the day were counted. They just said, oh, here's the winner at 7 o'clock. This is what's going on. This is big, folks. And you notice the economy is imploding. I told you they'd do that. Now he's reelected. Now he's not facing reelection. They can say, oh, my gosh, things are imploding. We've got to have a new carbon tax. We've got to have a new value-added tax. We've got to and you know what? They've now announced it. I was in there during one break. We've got CNN on in the coffee room. I was in there getting water. And they were announcing, yes, the new VAT and new carbon taxes will get the economy going. I'm walking back there to get more water. And David Knight, our reporter, walks out and he goes, they're in there calling, you know, about the mass shootings to ban semi-autos. You're right. And I walked in, they were saying it. It's on, folks. It's on. Boom. It's the day after the election. The day after they got Obamacare through, they said, you know what? It does control what care you can get. It does create panels, and we need death panels. We need to get rid of old people. In fact, I saw it on screen. You found the article. The Bioethics Journal, put it up, guys, came out and said, remember, months ago, we need to go ahead and get rid of babies. Even when they're healthy. Hey, if we're aborting children in the womb, why not abort them up to age 3? It's the mother's choice. You guys had it on screen when I was out there during the break. On that computer right over there. There it is. Medical journalists call for afterbirth abortions. Say infants aren't people. They don't have a moral right to life. After birth abortion, up to age 3. Click on that. State in their paper. Click on the blue link right there. The study published in the Medical Ethics, the Journal of Medical Ethics. And it looks like they've changed the link. You can just type in that actual journal. Just type in their names. Study authors, Alberto Gibelluni and the other guy, and you'll find it. Yeah. So there you go. This is what's... I know them. I know who they are. I read the books they wrote. I know their plan. You read 1984? You read Brave New World? Well, you better read them. And you better take them like a deck of cards, and you better put them together. And that's what you're going to get. And that's not me saying that. That's Aldous Huxley, whose brother ran the UN, Julian Huxley. Here's the toll-free number for Obama supporters. 800. You can call me on your Obama phone. 800. He gave you a phone. He's going to do more. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. No excuses. No excuses. I want to hear from you. I am beside myself, though. I have CBS News. I have Reuters. I have the Second Amendment Foundation. I have Infowars.com. I have them all here with the links to the statements, and I just saw it on CNN. They are going to try to ban and physically make you turn in all semi-auto handguns and rifles, just like Obama said in the second debate, and they're going to do it all. And they say this means you will have to turn them into the, quote, authorities. Turn them into, not the servants, the authorities, because you voted for Obama. Well, I'm sorry, 51% says I have to be their slave. Not the case. See, I'm in a republic versus a democracy. And yes, the Greeks, during some of their periods, some of their city-states that practiced democracy, they'd have a bucket of white rocks, a bucket of black rocks. People would go to other buckets and drop in. The black rock is a yay, or a nay. A white rock is a yay, a yes. And they would vote to kill people. We don't like what you said. Let's go up and have a vote. Okay. Their favorite thing was to make you drink hemlock or throw you off. My dad and mom actually took photos of the famous, I forget the name of the cliff, where they would march philosophers and people up who criticized the government or whatever and throw them off. Hey, you like a 1,000-foot cliff? We're throwing you off here. How's that sound? Yeah, you know what? I don't think I want that democracy. Because people would vote on electronic voting machines. Wouldn't matter if everybody said, we didn't vote to kill Alex. We like Alex. Let's raise our hands. Oh, we're not going to raise hands. The machine says Alex goes to a re-education camp because that's how the Soviets do it. Well, that's reasonable. Let him work for the people and learn how the little guys feel. That's what they always tell the dumbed-down, unwashed masses. Oh, you see this business owner? Well, guess what? He's getting 10 years in Siberia. Yeah! And now, oh, you can go run the business. A month later, it's all completely collapsed and a bunch of infighting, and half those people have been sent to a re-education camp because the only place they can get work now is in a total slave situation. China, North Korea, all of it. Nazi Germany. It ends up being giant slave factories. That's the people's paradise. National socialism. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't read. Let's not exaggerate. 100 or more history books on World War II from different angles and perspectives. Let me be honest. I probably read 150. I forgot, like in a one-year period, I read about 50 one time, got totally addicted. I know all their names. I know about the fights with secret societies in each country. I know all about the Roman Empire. I know all about the Byzantine Empire. I know all about the different African empires. I know about the Chinese empires. I know about the Japanese empires. I know about the Mesoamerican empires. I know it all, a general understanding of what humans do. And let me give you the little news flash here. We're going in to absolute red-hot despotism. And you're like, well, things are bad, but they're going to implode everything. If we don't wake up to the crooks that run things, you understand that? Of course they stole the election when they selected both the candidates. And then they stole it again because we know fraud went on everywhere. And now we're here, and they're going, yeah, we're coming for your guns. And, folks, they don't care if a bunch of cops and military die taking our guns. In fact, they want them to die. That's part of the plan as well. Have us kill each other. So, folks, we either get active or we get in forced labor camps.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Some of the police state and how we're fighting back against it with Paul Watson. I will continue with calls. We're about to go to those. And I want to go over the economic numbers because we knew exactly where we were going. Obama decision puts America on trajectory towards financial mega disaster. Mike Adams breaking that down. Mark Faber, Jim Rogers, top analyst. Quote, Obama is a disaster. The stock market should have fallen 50%. and you should buy yourself a machine gun. I need to buy a tank. I'm going to it's going to be more inflation, more money printing, more debt, more spending. That's a compilation of quotes from Faber and Rogers out of Investment Watch blog. I mean, it is on. Harry Reid on hiking debt limit to 18.794 trillion. We will raise it. I've got Fed report, 100% chance of recession. We've been in a depression for 4 years. Debt ceiling likely to be raised without fanfare. McDonald's sales drop for first time since 2003. It just goes on and on. Harry Reid announces filibuster crackdown, giant tax increases, carbon taxes being announced, defense layoffs being announced. I've got a whole stack of them here. Wall Street casts its vote. The market is going down. Obama re-election prompts largest stock market drop in a year. Bloomberg reports, again, massive carbon tax, $200 billion a year. I mean, and they say they're just going to levy it on the companies, and they'll just pass it on to you, the gas distributors, the oil distributors, all of it. They're just going to do it. The coal distributors, you're just going to pay it. You're going to pay it like a VAT up in production. All right, I got a bunch of people here. Mike likes Obama in Illinois, 1520 AM listener. Tommy loves Obama. Jonathan in South Carolina loves Obama. Robert loves Obama. Colin says they disagree. I don't know what that means. I'm taking Obama calls right now. People that love Obama. Hey, if you tell me, Mike in Illinois, listening on WLUV 1520 in Chicago. We're a huge listening audience there. Tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me how Obama's great.
Okay, well, after the last administration, the Republican administration of 8 years, do you realize that the Bush administration set up Homeland Security and NORTHCOM with the consulting advice of former enemy nationals, communists from East Germany and the Soviet Union?
Yeah, yeah, Marcus Wolf, Primakov, and others. I broke all that. But Obama expanded all of it. I told you they're all puppets. Don't you get it? They're bad, and so is Obama.
I understand that. But if it wasn't for George Bush, Obama wouldn't even be possible. I mean, this is the man, and this is the administration. I shouldn't say the man. The last administration is the one that really set us up to be destroyed. So I can't.
Okay, but I mean, but you like Obama. I mean, I just don't. I understand the other guys are bad too. I'm saying, do you understand that they want to make it like you have it in Chicago, where you can't own guns? They want to try that in Texas. I mean, can you imagine what's going to happen?
Well, maybe you're way ahead of me, Alex. But I just don't see him as bad as what we had before. I hope I'm right and you're wrong. That's all I could say.
Well, thank you, Mike. That was a much more cogent person. I mean, the guy yesterday was just really getting off. I've had people on the street going, "Hey, Alex, sorry. It's like it's choose your own adventure novel. Well, it's choose your own nightmare. Either one would have been bad. It's that watching your idiotic satisfaction is what gets to me. Okay, that's just moronic. Let's talk to Jonathan in South Carolina, watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Alex, hey, I have to tell you, I'm actually speaking on behalf of someone who doesn't have the guts to call in, but is the biggest Obama supporter that you could know. He thinks QE3 is going to save our country from the economic problems of out-of-control capitalism.
Sure helps Zimbabwe and Germany.
Oh, absolutely. He thinks that it's good to give up our guns. We don't need them. Why would you need guns? All they're used for is violence.
Yeah, exactly. The threat of violence against criminals.
You're a crazy, out-of-control, fringe conspiracy theorist who makes things up. He honestly gets the news from MSNBC, and you can't speak to people.
No,
like that.
I hear you, but you're not. I know that. I appreciate your call. But listen, we're going to go to break, come back with a few more, and then Paul's going to give us a report, Paul Watson, on some breaking info, and then we're going to go back to your calls here. But and then I'm going to get into the economic stuff, because this is going to be bad. One of my crew has a house they rent, and he's only been down here about a year and a half. He's going to get a house soon. He's got a house he rents, and the wife of the owner of the house, is one of the owners, found out that he works here, and came over to him and said, "I'm a former Marine, and it's impossible that Alex Jones snuck into Bohemian Grove. He's a liar. Like, you're a Marine, so everybody else doesn't count." Because see, in their mind, no one has any get up and go to do anything. So just because they say I'm a liar, I mean, I've admitted to going Bohemian Grove. You know, I mean, the people that run it have talked about wanting me arrested in newspapers before. It's on record I snuck in, but I'm still just a liar because she said so.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Razor sharp, and they'll get their way if you don't stand up against them. They'll slice us apart. I'm going to go back to some Obama supporters, then I'm going to get into the economic news here. But look at this article out of the Telegram.com here in the U.S. by Mark Blazes. It says, outdoors paranoia of gun control victimizing Obama. He goes on to say Obama has made no such attempt to try to restrict guns in any way. And he goes on to say, but sportsmen are being lied to by the Safari Club and the NRA. Now, folks, Obama, when he was a state senator and a U.S. senator, said he does not believe, and we've played these clips, it's on record, that anyone should be able to own guns except government. And Obama said in his second debate he wants to ban all semi-autos, including handguns. And where he's from in Chicago, they have a total gun ban for the citizens unless you jump through 85 million hoops. It's basically impossible. New York's totally banned guns, New York City. All over the world, they just keep restricting, register, confiscate. Look at England, look at Australia. And then they finally get rid of the gun clubs where your gun is kept in a locker, and now they've banned fox hunting. And so foxes, I saw this article, go into people's houses and kill their babies. Foxes get big, folks. They're in the dog family. They're not dogs, but they're close to it. And they are meaner than a box of rattlesnakes, a barrel of rattlesnakes. And now they're just killing people's cats. They're killing people's little dogs. All over Austin when I hike, I see, my cat's gone. My cat. Where's my cat? We need to be able to find the cat. And I talk to people who see their little dogs and cats being eaten by coyotes. But then the environmentalists say, but they shouldn't allow controlled hunts of the coyotes when there's giant green belts coming into Austin. And there's packs of wild dogs. And they're even killing people's big dogs. And this is what happens when you remove the predators. You become the prey. It's like mountain lions killing people. And that's what they want. These totally domesticated people. Everywhere the globalists are in control, they take everyone's firearms. This is what they want. And Dianne Feinstein has now come out and said, yes, last year they had, what, 5 bills that would ban semi-autos. And now they say they think they've got the votes. They got more votes in the Senate. They're saying Obama may do stuff with executive order, like he's going to do on cybersecurity. If we let, see, they're trying to go under the radar right now, but if we don't stay on top of them, they're going to go, you have a right to own guns. We just have a right to restrict your ownership of firearms. So that's what's happening on that front. I mean, here it is, Fox News. Gun control treaty will reveal gun laws Obama really supports. Well, I mean, we did analysis of it. We've done analysis. Kurt Nemo just did another story at Infowars.com. It says in the UN gun treaty that civilians won't be able to own guns. It says that other governments will come and help other governments disarm their people. I mean, it's all there. I've had Bob Dacey in with an hour-long special report on it you can pull up. Just Bob Dacey on UN gun treaty. I mean, he writes for the New American Magazine. Continuing, UN celebrates Obama re-election, Sacramento Bee, by pushing global gun control, says Second Amendment Foundation. Why gun stocks soared after Obama's win? That's out of Top Stocks, MSNBC. Investors ran to buy gun stocks. Gun sales exploded to the all-time high. Following Obama victory, U.S. backs new UN arms treaty talk. Victorious Obama rockets back on the gun control radar with UN arms treaty. Yeah, and I'm in there watching CNN, and every time I go back there, they're saying we got to ban guns. Hey, but now the talking point is everybody agrees you got a Second Amendment for hunting, which is when it's not for hunting. It's for tyranny and criminals to be stopped. But we're just going to ban those big evil ones and register all the others you bought at gun shows from private people. We need to know where every one of them is. And we're going to put cameras in outside your house without warrants. We're going to come in your house without warrants now for a gun security check. They're already doing that all over the country. I mean, they are in our face. We got Paul Watson. We got Watson. That's good. We're going to go to him then in just a moment. But this is the mind game they play. There's no death panels in the bill. Oh, yeah, of course we're going to deny old people care and tell the doctors what they can do. And, yeah, it doesn't cover preconditioning conditions. And it was written by the insurance companies. And the only stocks to go up are the health stocks because they wrote it. And it's a big, giant scam, blah, blah, blah. My dad's in healthcare management. He can come on the air and tell you. The Wall Street Journal bragged it was written by the big boys. But it doesn't matter. These little suckers want to go, he gave me a phone, he's going to give me more. Yeah, they take the economy, crush it, and then make us all desperate, and they hand out little chicken feed to everybody. Now, I want to go to a few more Obama supporters to see if there's any real ones here. We have a listener in Tennessee listening on WBCR 1470 AM, one of our oldest and greatest affiliates right outside Knoxville. William in Tennessee, do you support Obama?
Yes, I do.
Well, tell me all about how great it is.
Well, to be honest with you, Alex, you know, he has not mentioned banning guns. And I defy you to tell me where he has.
Okay, just for you, I will do a piece tonight where I will show in the UN treaty and their interpretation of the treaty where they say they want to ban the civilian ownership of firearms and where they say that they... we'll have other countries come in and take people's guns. I mean, we've written the articles, we've done the reports. I will pull them in and do it for you again. And then also, I will get you the quotes so people start going and getting the crew to get these. That's what the reporters are there for. I need to pull his state senator quotes from his platform as state senator in Chicago. I mean, they're in Illinois, from Chicago. And then I want to get his attorney general's quotes about how they want to just outright ban guns, citizens and Eric Holder's on record. And, I mean, there it is right there. Obama said he wants to do something about not just the semi-auto rifles. He goes, not just the assault weapons, but I want to do something about these handguns, too. Well, so that's what Dianne Feinstein is in the Sacramento Bee. Dianne Feinstein saying they want to get, like, California laws where you have to restrict them. Last year, the ATF proposed a new rule, not a law, but it got shot down. People said, well, you don't have that power, saying all shotguns, over 60% of them manufactured right now, that take a clip or can take or semi-auto have to be banned because they can be modified to be full auto. So, I mean, you just say, I defy you to show you. I mean, sir, have you seen them ban guns in all these other Western countries?
No. I mean, some have, but that's not going to happen here. Look, because it's a conspiracy website does not mean it's true.
Okay, so
you are
now listen, hold on just a minute, sir. You just called in. And I just gave you a bunch of news articles where the UN says they want to. I mean, the UN takes guns all over the world. And we've written articles. I've told you where you can find them. Kurt Nemo just did one. By the way, the stock market's down 76 points right now on the Dow Jones Industrial. Let me just go to the front page of InfoWars here. I've got like a Mac Mini in here, and it's slower than Christmas. Maybe can we restart my computer every day? Because what ends up happening is I get in here, and we just you did restart it today? Well, it's slower than Christmas. Well, I know we got it because it's not loud, but we need to put me a fast computer in there, drill a hole through the wall. That way you guys can control it anyways because it's paralyzing me. Something's wrong with it. I'm going to smash it during the break, actually. That's got to be the only way to get rid of it. Well, sir, you just said it. You said the word conspiracy theory and that nobody wants our guns. And I guess you're denying that the rest of the Democratic Party, that they're always calling to ban guns. You're saying the Violence Policy Center, Sarah Brady, big contributors. Are you saying Rahm Emanuel didn't say that he wants to restrict our gun ownership and that he wants to put us on a no-gun-buy list with no judge or no jury? Are you saying that's not true either?
Are you really saying the one person having an opinion...
Hold on, put him back on hold. Sir, listen, I need you to answer my questions. You said, I want the proof. I mean, I gave you all sorts of proof. I read news articles before he came on, but I'll put a whole report together because I'm already planning this. They're out of the gate saying they want to ban semi-autos right now. They introduced 5 bills last year in the U.S. Congress to do it. That was on record. And you just say, oh, conspiracy website, that's not going to happen. Sir, in the city Obama's from, is there a gun ban for the general population?
I don't know. I live in Chicago. I have no idea.
There you go. You live in a world of ignorance. All you do is say the word conspiracy theory.
God, you're nuts. You are a freaking wacko. You know that?
Mm-hmm. You bet. Crazy
you're
like a fox,
wacko.
Too.
Mm-hmm. You're a wacko. Oh, my God.
Guys, I want clips. Put him on hold again. I want clips of this guy in between. In fact, I want to hit him hard. I want all the reporters to do their own reports, too. Showing the quotes, showing the statements, showing the articles, showing the documents, cutting back to him, saying it's not true. Keep hitting us. You've got the floor. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you're on the air. Look, pal, putting your own website does not make you an expert. I have looked everywhere in the papers. I have done research myself. They're not going to ban guns. People have opinions about it, yes, but that's not policy, right? Is that right?
You just said you can't believe I'm on the air. Do you support the 10 senators and more than 50 House members that want to ban free speech on talk radio and make people only repeat government talking points?
Where is that coming from? What bill is that?
Wait a minute. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Well, actually, it's an FCC regulation, and there's literally hundreds of articles the last couple of years where they've had FCC debates and letters from the Congress people saying they want the fairness doctrine brought back in that was in place till the mid-1980s, and now you're showing your ignorance again. I'm talking about admitted things here, like Washington, D.C. exists, or Jesus Christ existed, or George Washington existed, and you're here trying to imply that there wasn't a, quote, fairness doctrine with its Orwellian term, and that there, last time I checked, there it is, Obama calls for renewal of assault weapons ban. What is that, ABC News? Yeah, ABC News, boom, hit you hard, bud. I mean, we're going to hit you so hard. In fact, I'm going to start doing this every day. We're going to get you people on, and everybody's going to see who you are. Now, okay, are you telling me, hey, do you think I should be allowed to be on the radio? Let's ask you.
Oh, my God, I can't. Is your show for real, or is this a comedy act?
There you go. More hyperbole, man. Hey, listen, buddy, listen. Guys, type in 10 senators call for reenactment of fairness doctrine. Do you know what the fairness doctrine is?
Yes, I do. It's equal time for both parties. Has it happened yet?
They're trying to bring it back, and you say equal time for both parties. What about those of us that don't believe in either one of the parties? That's like 50% of the public now in major polls don't see through the illusion.
The illusion?
Yeah, but...
Please tell me you're a comedian. This is an act. Because you are the funniest person on radio right now.
So you're having an appeal to peer pressure, like aha, you're funny, aha, look at him, childlike. I mean, you think your opinion has any effect on the facts?
Oh, my God, you're hilarious. Oh, my God.
So that's all you can do. All you can do. All you can do. Guys, type it in. Type in members of the House call for a return of fairness doctrine. And so we'll also put that up on screen for him here. I can do it right here. You know, congressman calls for return to fairness doctrine. Just you can put it up there. I mean, there you go. What they want is, quote, equal time. That means you take official feeds and then you only sit there and report establishment news, and you can't say. I mean, they're trying to tell churches. Let me ask you this question, sir. Do you believe churches should be able to say that they don't agree with things that the government's doing?
Sure. It's free speech. Everyone does. You do. I do. Everyone does.
No, they actually tell churches that under 501c3, they don't have any free speech.
That's what you asked. Yes, if I thought they could, then they should be able to. I do think they should be able to.
Well, yeah, because it's called the First Amendment. Do you think that's just a quote from my website? Can you quote the First Amendment, please?
Congress shall make no establishment. I'm going to paraphrase. The Congress shall make no law infringing on religion and free speech. I can't remember the exact name.
And the reason you know it is because I guess you've been listening to the show. That's good.
No, I listen to actual radio, not a comedian. But
really? It's a comedian. Let me just stop you. We have an article, bombshell, leaked UN treaty does ban guns. And since this came out in July, a month later, they did release it. We had the proper treaty. You can go check our subsections to the treaty. And we have links to Forbes, their analysis saying, yes, it does indeed call for a ban on guns. But then we have links to the subsections, outlaws most types of shotguns, greater reporting burdens on gun shops in southwest border states outside of law, and calls for the civilian abolition of firearms ownership. And it's literally... a 13-page article, sir, with hyperlinks to the treaty and to all of the statements. I mean, are you still saying I'm lying?
Look, tell you what, I got to go do some actual work. You go home, watch the X-Files, wear your tinfoil hat. Those of us in reality have stuff to do. Bye, jackass.
So, X-Files, let me ask you a question. Have you heard all the mainstream news admitting that the U.S. government sprayed radiologicals on U.S. cities like St. Louis? Oh, he hung up. UN agreement should have all gun owners up in arms, Forbes. And it goes on to say it does ban your firearms. That's Forbes, and then they link to the quotes. I gave you ABC News. I gave you Forbes. I mean, ABC absolutely hates guns, hates me, Nightline attacks us. Listen, you're not going to stop us, okay? And when you try to come get our guns, everybody knows you people, we're not taking your guns. I mean, at Waco, they said this is not an assault as the tank was ramming into it, shooting the people. And, I mean, we're in a lot of trouble here, folks. Paul Watson's coming up, and I'm just going to get to him in the next hour. This is so important, the news he's got. But let's continue here with Robert in California. He's watching on PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Robert, tell me, I guess Obama's a great guy and I'm bad. Go ahead.
Well, I like Obama better because I'm in the military, and I've noticed that a lot of people, they're not even in reality. And so if Romney would have got elected, he's no better, and they would have just gone back to sleep, and they're playing fantasy football.
So you like Obama because he'll get the party really started. You like him because he's going to get this thing going quicker.
Yeah, we're fighting against truth and lies. It's not about left or right, blue or red. And that's what I learned from watching your show. It's all about knowing the truth. And right now people are just lost. And so, I mean, just we need to elect the devil as president, because whatever can get, you know, get it down there where it needs to go, because it's got to get worse before it gets better, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that. But if we rot too long, though, they will win. But then it's still horrible to see the evil. I mean, they're announcing they're going to try to ban semi-autos right now on the news. And this guy's calling up saying, no, we're not. And again, that's a tactic by the establishment. I don't think it was a tactic by him. These Obama supporters and government lovers are so trusting and starry-eyed, he actually believes it. I mean, so these people are zombies.
Well, Alex, you got to remember that the era of the white man is over.
Yeah, I'm like, talking about coal power plants are going to be shut down, and the guy called in and said that. God bless you. Anything else?
They sound like PSYOP. They sound like, you know, government, and like PSYOP. He didn't even sound like a real, you know, like you said, he sounded like a some sort of NCIS or some officer. Trying to make you sound crazy.
Oh, by the way, let's do that. Guys, pull up. I forget the manual number. I have the civilian inmate labor camp, Army Regulation 210-35. I have the internment resettlement operations for U.S. citizens, 3-39.40, for you and your family in a re-education camp. But pull me the Army manual on gun confiscation, city by city in the U.S.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Declassified. I reported on this before it was declassified. It's funny, after we get stuff, they go ahead and declassify it. internment and resettlement operations, FM-39.40. And more than 30 times in here, they talk about processing you in U.S. cities, social security numbers, where to put the kids, where to put people in the brigs, how to fortify the facilities from outsider attack if we try to free the people out of the camp. That's FM-39.40. And I've had countless current Army officers and people on record admit they're doing gun confiscation drills. There's Army Regulation 310-35, Civilian Inmate Labor Program. Headquarters, Department of Army, Washington, D.C., 14th January, unclassified, how they're going to put you in camps. And they got the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program that expands into the Model Health Emergency States garbage, and then you've got the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. Here's Civil Disturbance Operations, subcourse number MP101005, Edition C, 6 credit hours. Adopted April 2006, and it's a long manual. If you just go to Army Manual, outlines plan to confiscate firearms, detain Americans, and it talks about taking your guns, getting your social security number, cordoning the towns and cities. It was a couple of years ago, an MP called up and said, hey, you know, this just got declassified. You want to go read it? And we went and looked it up, and there it was. He goes, I've been waiting years to tell you this while it was classified. Now I can tell you about it. These guys still follow the rules, even though the government's criminal. I'm not judging you for that. I mean, I just, you know what? I mean, if it was classified, they're raping little kids. You're going to keep it quiet? I mean, you know, shove this in your pipe. That guy that called in, man, I can handle Obama supporters that call in and are reasonable. But you call in and start using, you know, conspiracy terms and stuff. Listen, Jack. Everybody I know has got 50 guns and tens of thousands of rounds of ammo. And they're not excited about what's coming, but they're going to defend their families. When the government turns off your lights, I hope you love it, just like the poor New Yorkers and people in New Jersey. I'm so sick of people like you. By the way, we conducted for $6,900. That's pretty expensive. A national poll. It's not our first. Last time I did one was about 4 years ago. It cost about $5,000. We used Harris. Watson's going to put the article out today. You have to get your article approved when you use their material. Talk about a hassle. And I wouldn't normally do that, but that's part of the agreement. You to get a major respected polling agency to do a poll. And what we found ties into the TSA. It is what we thought we were going to find. Unbelievable, though. Big national scientific poll. That is coming up towards the end of the next hour when Mike Adams is in here with us. Listen, I'm going to tell the little boy that called in earlier, this ain't a game, Jack, okay? This isn't fun. And I hope you're still laughing later. And believe me, I hope things turn out okay and you're right. I know you're not. It actually really hurts me bad. Not that you were laughing at me, but that you're so weak. I'm going to go to some other Obama supporters, then Watson at 8 after Paul Watson with some breaking news here on the TSA, and then other breaking news at the end of the next hour. I haven't plugged anything in an hour and 57 minutes. I haven't plugged anything in yesterday's show either because I'm just so focused. But when you buy Pro-Pure water filters, the deal goes to the end of the week. We never offered a deal this good. 15% off on the best gravity filters out there. No one can even get close to this deal on the water filtration systems. And we've got discounts on the Life Straw and other things. All of that available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the small profit we make on these does help fund the operation. In side-by-side comparisons, there's nobody can even get close to Pro-Pure when it comes to gravity fed. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We're mid-air refueling. We're going to premiere tonight, Strategic Relocation, the film, after the news. So I'd say by around 8 o'clock Central tonight, the news will run about an hour probably. We're going to premiere the two-hour-plus film. You can also buy the DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. But tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.